Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Misinflation: The Truth About Inflation, Pricing, and the Creation of Wealth is a nonfiction economics and investing book by David L. Bahnsen. Drawing on Bahnsen's broader work as an investor, market commentator, and advocate of dividend growth investing, the book examines inflation as a monetary, market, and policy issue rather than a simple rise in the cost of living. The title suggests a corrective argument. Many public debates misread inflation by focusing only on headline consumer prices while overlooking how money creation, pricing power, productivity, and asset ownership shape real wealth. In that sense, the book sits at the intersection of macroeconomics and practical portfolio thinking. It aims to clarify how inflation affects businesses, wages, savings, and investment returns, and why understanding pricing dynamics matters for preserving and building wealth over time. Readers can expect an argument that is analytical, policy-aware, and oriented toward real-world financial decision-making. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, inflation as a monetary phenomenon, not just a consumer price story. A central theme of the book is likely the distinction between inflation as a broad monetary condition and inflation as the narrow movement of consumer prices. Bahnsen has repeatedly argued in public commentary that inflation is fundamentally tied to money creation relative to the supply of goods and services. That framing matters because it shifts attention away from single-month price readings and toward the deeper forces that shape purchasing power over time. In this view, inflation is not merely a statistical annoyance measured by the CPI. It is a systemic distortion that affects interest rates, capital allocation, savings behavior, and the value of future cash flows. The practical importance of this distinction is that it helps readers avoid simplistic conclusions about whether inflation is present or absent based only on a few categories. It also explains why some sectors experience persistent price pressure while others do not. By treating inflation as an economic process rather than a headline number, the book can better connect policy, markets, and household experience. Secondly, why pricing power matters more than average inflation rates. Another important topic is pricing power, the ability of firms to pass higher costs through to customers without destroying demand. This is one of the clearest bridges between inflation theory and investing practice. A company with durable pricing power can maintain margins when input costs rise, while a weak business may see profitability erode even if overall inflation looks moderate. Bahnsen's framework is especially relevant for equity investors because long-term wealth creation depends not just on whether prices rise, but on whether an enterprise can adapt to those changes. In that sense, inflation does not hit every business equally. Firms with strong brands, essential products, recurring demand, or low substitution risk often handle inflation better than commodity-like businesses. The book's likely contribution is to show that inflation analysis should include competitive structure and pricing discipline, not just macro data. For readers, this creates a more practical lens for evaluating stocks, dividends, and business quality under changing monetary conditions. Thirdly, wealth creation comes from real assets and productive ownership. The book's title also points toward a broader claim about wealth real. Real wealth is created through ownership of productive assets, not by cash balances that lose purchasing power. In an inflationary environment, holding money idle can quietly transfer wealth away from savers and toward borrowers, asset owners, and businesses able to reprice. This makes asset allocation central to the discussion. Bahnsen's investment philosophy generally favors businesses that compound value over time, especially those that generate sustainable cash flow and growing dividends. That orientation fits a book concerned with creation of wealth because it treats ownership as the mechanism through which inflation can be countered rather than merely endured. The emphasis is not on speculation or short-term trading, but on claims on productive enterprise. This is an important analytical distinction. Inflation does not destroy wealth equally, but it rewards structures that produce, distribute, and reinvest value. Readers are therefore encouraged to think about wealth preservation and wealth creation as inseparable from the quality of the assets they own. Fourthly, how policy, subsidies, and distortions shape where inflation appears. Bahnsen's public writing on inflation often highlights that price pressure is uneven across the economy and frequently concentrated in areas affected by policy distortions. That perspective suggests the book likely examines how government intervention, subsidies, regulation, and monetary policy can concentrate inflation in specific sectors such as housing, healthcare, and education. This is a useful lens because it explains why aggregate inflation numbers can feel disconnected from lived experience. Many households do not experience a uniform price rise across all goods. Instead, the most important costs in their budgets may grow faster than the average. By focusing on sector-specific distortions, the book can show how policy design influences not only inflation itself, but also its distributional effects. This makes the analysis more concrete than abstract debates about whether inflation is good or bad. it becomes a question of who bears the cost, which sectors are distorted, and how policy choices alter incentives. For readers, that adds an important public policy dimension to the economics of pricing and wealth. Lastly, what inflation means for investors, savers, and long-term planning, the book is also likely to be practical in its implications for personal finance and investing. Inflation changes the real return on savings, alters discount rates, and reshapes the attractiveness of different asset classes. For savers, this means that cash and fixed nominal claims can lose value in real terms even when they appear safe. For investors, it means that business quality, dividend durability, balance sheet strength, and earnings growth matter more than simple yield or short-term price changes. Bahnsen's approach is likely to encourage long-term planning built around businesses and assets that can grow in nominal and real terms across cycles. This differs from inflation commentary that stops at diagnosis and does not move into portfolio consequences. The practical takeaway is that inflation should be assessed as part of a full financial strategy, including spending, saving, income generation, and capital preservation. Readers will gain a framework for asking not just what inflation is doing today, but how to position wealth so that it remains resilient over many years. In conclusion, Misinflation will appeal most to readers who want a serious, economically grounded treatment of inflation rather than a superficial consumer price discussion. Investors, business owners, financial planners, and readers interested in monetary policy will all find value in its emphasis on pricing power, asset ownership, and the real effects of inflation on wealth creation. The book stands out in its category because it appears to combine macroeconomic explanation with practical portfolio implications, which is not always true of books on inflation. Many works either stay at the level of central banking and theory or reduce the subject to advice about budgeting and everyday expenses. Bahnsen's advantage is that he approaches inflation from the perspective of an active investor who thinks about businesses, dividends, and the long-term preservation of purchasing power. That makes the book useful both intellectually and pragmatically. It should help readers understand why inflation is often misunderstood, how it affects different sectors unevenly, and why owning productive assets is often the best defense against monetary erosion. In a crowded field of inflation commentary, that blend of policy clarity and investment realism is the book's main differentiator. If you would like to support David L. Bahnsen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.